Welcome to David Matto Radio.
Welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm your host, Dr. David Matto, and today we'll be sharing a lot of what I'm starting to call more and more Matto, that's my last name, Matto Wisdom. It kind of flows from Matto to Wisdom. It's one word, M-A-D-O-W-I-S-D-O-M, Matto Wisdom. I'm experimenting with that with my newsletter, Dave Discovers, as well. And just kind of see, I want to see the reaction and what people think about the Matto Wisdom thing. If you like it, give me a shout out, let me know. And by the way, if you're not a subscriber to my newsletter, Dave Discovers Matto Wisdom, what are you waiting for? What have you been waiting for? Go to join.davidmatto.com and you could sign up. It's free. It's totally free. And we don't bother you with anything. It's purely a newsletter, nothing else. By the way, join.davidmatto.com. David Matto, the Matto is 1D. It's always 1D. No, I am not related to Rachel Matto, who has two D's in her name. M-A-D-O-W. Let's get right into today's show. I've got a great question from a listener. It goes, Dear Dave, I have been married for over 20 years. In the last 10 years, my wife has turned into a different person from the one I married. She feels the need to control me more than ever. When I confront her, she tells me I'm the one that needs therapy. I need to go get it now. She does not want any part in admitting that she may actually be part of the problem or a major part or whatever. I'm embellishing. I'm reading into this a little bit. But she has alienated me from my family as well as my friends. Ooh, that's a big one, actually. We'll get into that. She incessantly tells me what to do. We can only get together with people who she approves of. I have tried to sweep much of this under the rug to keep peace and harmony in my family, but lately I feel as though I'm just bursting inside. I recently had a friend say that he thinks I'm a victim of emotional abuse from my wife. So, Dr. Dave, do many men get emotionally abused? At what point do I just need to say, this is not working? Thank you for all you do. Signed, Joseph. Well, that's a doozy of a letter, Joseph. I feel for you totally. And yeah, I can relate to some of the things that you've expanded on there. It's yes, men can absolutely be psychologically and emotionally abused. They can actually be physically abused as well too, but that's a topic for a different time. But I appreciate your question and your honesty, your transparency. That's got to be tough to put in writing what you're going through. It's got to be. So yeah, men can be abused in a relationship. Unfortunately, I've spoken to many people, men and women lately, who find themselves in very, very similar situations. I'm not sure if this is the type of thing that's always going on as much, or maybe because of COVID, we've got some post-COVID stress and psychological problems. I'm not really sure. But let's talk about a few things here, Joseph. How do you or anyone else that might be listening to this, how do you actually know if you're being psychologically or emotionally abused? I think they're probably the same thing, psychological and emotional. Here's a little checklist. Now, look at it, or not, don't look at it, but let's talk about it. And let's see how many of these apply to you and your life. Now, it's not scientific. And by any stretch of the imagination, it's something I just kind of came up with. But obviously, the more things you can say yes to, the more things you can check off, the more likely it is that you're being abused. So, Joseph and anybody else listening, I'm wondering which ones of these apply to your situation. I'll read them all off. You can go back and rewind and listen to them more carefully and slowly and check them off, the ones that are relative to you. But here we go. You may be emotionally abused if any of these apply to you. Your spouse or your significant other is calling you insulting names. There's yelling and screaming involved. You're repeatedly being put down. You're being compared with others. Your feelings are being intentionally hurt. You're being socially isolated. You're being belittled on a regular basis. You're being ignored. you get these weird, you know what I mean, disapproving and contemptuous looks, these stares. Oh, my God. Blaming you for their problems, controlling you or punishing you for small things. And like, you know, for example, like not getting the dishes washed or something's not clean enough or just like a little task or chore. You catch hell because maybe you didn't do it right or you forgot to do it. Threatening to leave you, lying to you, intimidating you, breaking things, throwing objects all over the place, correcting everything you say, always taking the opposite view. Like you've got an opinion, you got a view, and your spouse or significant other or partner is always taking the opposite view, always arguing about that. Cutting you off from your family and friends, giving you the silent treatment for hours or sometimes days, forcing you to own responsibility for every single problem, checking up on you and being overly suspicious, nitpicking and lengthy interrogations or lectures. Oh my God, these are crazy, aren't they? But these happen. We've still got a few more. Refusing to honor your requests for time and space, withholding affection, demanding sex. Yeah, abusers can actually demand, believe it or not, demand sex at certain times, certain days, certain times from the person they're abusing, for sure. Temper tantrums to get what they want, discounting your perceptions and feelings, constantly denying anything is wrong. Verbal abuse that attacks your nature and abilities so you begin to believe there's something wrong with you. Out of control or irrational behavior and physical violence of any kind whatsoever, these should not be tolerated. So, Joseph, or anybody listening that finds themselves in these situations, if you were able to check off one, two, three, or more of the above, then it's probably, I hate to say this, probably time to run and not walk to the nearest exit. And you can take the word exit any way you want. But from my life experience, there is pretty much no fixing a person who demonstrates this type of behavior. I will almost guarantee this. If you stick with him or her, you are enabling the abuser, and it will continue and more likely only get worse. It will not get better. Oh, there'll probably be times that it eases up for, you know, temporary periods of time. It eases up, and then wham, it comes back to haunt you as bad or worse than ever. You know, so I know this sounds really cruel. It sounds cold, Joseph, and anyone else that might be in Joseph's situation. But the people I know who have moved on from an abusive relationship have learned to become whole and happy again. And those who just simply stay in the situation, hoping and wishing it's gonna get better, it never does, by the way. You're going to end up sick or worse. It's really tough, Joseph. I feel horrible for you. Get some help if you can. At least somebody that's on your side. Talk to a friend, a clergy person, I don't know, a psychologist, social worker. Get some help. But in the end, I think this is not going to work, Joseph. I think you are going to have to, like I said, run and not walk to that nearest exit. I feel bad. Till next time, I'm David Maddow. Thank you so much for listening.